This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is in New York this morning to attend the United Nations General Assembly, and world leaders will be meeting at the UN to talk about how well sanctions against Iran are working. So far, there has been a partial boycott of Iranian oil, but some say that is not causing enough economic pain there to stop Iran's nuclear ambitions. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The sanctions include an import ban by the Europeans and American threats against insurance companies, banks, and tankers that connect Tehran to its customers. It has thrown sand in the gears. Iran today sells about 1 million barrels a day, half what it was last year. Still, Robert McNally at the Rapidan Group says Tehran is now pumping less oil, cutting world supply.
They're raising oil prices for everybody, but the pain they're feeling is not yet enough to get them anywhere close to conceding with regard to their nuclear programs.
So now, drivers around the world are hurting too. Who will blink first? Certainly the Iranian people are suffering. The currency has fallen by half and inflation is rampant. Consultant Robin Mills in Dubai says that doesn't mean the Iranian leaders will admit it.
That might lead them to calculate that, hey, we have to show we're tough, because if we come to the negotiating table now, then the West will think the sanctions are having an effect and they'll just tighten them more and more.
Mills thinks Tehran will wait out the U.S. election, so it knows exactly who it's dealing with. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.